ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Bhagavatam, canto sexto, capítulo primero, la vida, historia de Ajamil, verso 62, clase de Prabhupada de 1975 en Vrindavan. Stambayan atmanatmanam,
Stambayan atmanatmanam,
Yavat sattvam yathasrutam,
Yavat sattvam yathasrutam,
Nashashaka samadhatum,
Nashashaka samadhatum,
Mano madana vepitam,
Mano madana vepitam,
Stambayan atmanatmanam,
Stambayan atmanatmanam,
Yavat sattvam yathasrutam,
Yavat sattvam yathasrutam,
Nashashaka samadhatum,
Nashashaka samadhatum,
Mano madana vepitam,
Mano madana vepitam,
Stambayan atmanatmanam,
Stambayan atmanatmanam,
Yavat sattvam yathasrutam,
Yavat sattvam yathasrutam,
Nashashaka samadhatum,
Nashashaka samadhatum,
Mano madana vepitam,
Mano madana vepitam,
Stambayan,
Stambayan,
Tatarde dominar. Atmana,
Atmana,
con la inteligencia, Atmanam,
Atmanam,
la mente,
la mente.
Yavat sattvam,
Yavat sattvam,
en la medida en que le fue posible,
en la medida que fue posible.
Yathasrutam,
Yathasrutam,
por recordar la instrucción,
por recordar la instrucción.
De celibato,
celibato,
brahmacharya,
brahmacharya,
ni siquiera mirar a las mujeres,
ni siquiera mirar a las mujeres,
no. Shashaka,
shashaka,
puro,
samadhatum,
contener,
contener,
manaha,
la mente,
madanavepitam,
madanavepitam,
agitado por cupido,
agitado por cupido,
el deseo de disfrute.
Ajamila,
con paciencia, hizo todo lo que pudo para recordar las instrucciones de los shastras que aconsejan ni siquiera mirar a las mujeres. Con ayuda de ese conocimiento y de su intelecto, trató de dominar sus deseos lujuriosos, pero la fuerza de Cupido en su corazón le impidió controlar la mente. Significado. Si no somos muy fuertes en el cultivo de conocimiento, la paciencia y el adecuado comportamiento físico, mental e intelectual, nos resultará sumamente difícil dominar los deseos que disfruten. Así pues, al ver a un hombre abrazando a una mujer joven y prácticamente ocupado en el acto sexual, ni siquiera ese brahmana perfectamente dotado, que reunía todas las cualidades antes descritas, pudo dominar los deseos que disfrute y abstenerse de satisfacerlos. La influencia de la vida materialista es tan poderosa que es enormemente difícil dominarse, a no ser que lo hacemos de la protección especial que la Suprema Personalidad de Dios brinda a través del servicio devocional.
Yavat sattvam yathasrutam sro tathapa samadhatum mano madana vepitam So, his mind began very much agitated, young man, and he is saying in his form that another young man and woman
Entonces su mente se agitó mucho a este hombre joven, cuando vio delante de él otro joven y una mujer abrazándose y besándose. Es muy difícil de restringir. A menos que uno está muy avanzado, no es posible. Estuve recitando el verso de Yamunacharya. A menos que uno esté muy fuerte en conciencia de Krishna, es muy difícil restringir la mente y los sentidos. Muy difícil. Aquí se dice,
mono, mono no vino, mono no vino, yupi, o celestial desire.
Marana significa cupido, o los deseos lujuriosos. Pero él estuvo agitado, su mente estuvo agitado por deseos lujuriosos. Por lo tanto, debemos ser muy cuidadosos en lo que se refiere a la compañía, el contacto que tenemos. Desarrollamos una conciencia determinada debido a un contacto específico. Por lo tanto, para avanzar en la conciencia de Krishna, debemos estar en contacto en compañía de devotos. No se puede avanzar en la conciencia de Krishna sin estar en la compañía de los devotos. Aquí Papa solamente le dice a la gente que por la noche habrá la clase en hindi. Quería citar un verso, ahora no va a venir, un verso de Narottam Das Thakur que dice que nadie se ha podido liberar sin servir a un devoto. So he was on the point of citing something from Narottam Das Thakur, he always does, and it says that nobody has been liberated without serving the devotee.
Esencia.
Mano marana vepitam, cupido siempre está molestando.
This material world means this mama, yupi.
El mundo material significa este marana, cupido, el mundo material entero.
Janamai samadhi prihame sukham sukham.
Esto es Srimad Bhagavatam, séptimo canto, capítulo 9, las oraciones de Prahlad Maharaj, verso 45. Yan maitunari guriyamedi sukamituchcham kandu yanena karayori vadukadukam tityantineya kripana bahudukabaja kandu tivan manasijam vishaheta dira. So this is from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, verse 45. Prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. He says, sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. La vida sexual se compara al acto de frotarse las manos para aliviar un picor. The Grihamedis, so-called Grihastas, who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness, although actually it is a source of distress. Los griamedis, los falsos griastas carentes de conocimiento espiritual, creen que ese picor es el grado más alto de felicidad posible, aunque en realidad no es más que una fuente de aflicción. The kripanas, the fools who are just the opposite of brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sense enjoyment. Los kripanas, los necios, que son lo opuesto de los brahmanas, se entregan una y otra vez al disfrute de los sentidos sin alcanzar la satisfacción. Those who are dhira, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itching, are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals. Sin embargo, los que son dhiras, los que son sobrios y pueden tolerar este picor, no están sujetos a los sufrimientos de los necios y sinvergüenzas. Kriyamedi significa aquellos que han decidido mantener y prolongar ese cuerpo para complacer los sentidos. Eso es lo que está ocurriendo. Todo el mundo se esfuerza tanto para hacer eso. Grandes ciudades, todo el mundo trabaja tan duramente como cerdos y perros, y ellos dicen tenemos hambre, tenemos que trabajar muy duramente, pero eso no es un hecho. El verdadero hecho es que ellos piensan queremos disfrutar del sexo. Lo que se refiere al hambre se puede controlar, pero el deseo sexual es muy difícil de controlar. Este mundo material significa ese maitunari. Maituna significa relación sexual. Eso es el comienzo de la vida material. Vosotros sabéis muy bien cuán fuerte es el deseo sexual en los países occidentales. Incluso el viejo, que ya está a punto de morir, también lo tiene.
Although he cannot
incluso no puede disfrutar el sexo, aún así intenta lo mejor que pueda, con medicamentos, con drogas, estimulantes, de alguna manera. Eso es el único disfrute en este mundo material. La civilización humana significa crear una población que es vida, que no está perturbado por el impulso sexual. Eso es una civilización humana. No como los tantos supuestos sadhus que ahora están predicando abiertamente tener hacer yoga mediante el sexo. Yoga mediante el sexo, eso es, lo han inventado.
Yoga means to find out the supreme law within oneself, within the core of the heart.
Yoga significa buscar, encontrar el Señor Supremo dentro del ser, dentro del corazón.
That is real
yoga. Eso es verdadero yoga.
Yoga means to connect.
Yoga significa conectarse.
To connect with whom?
¿Y conectarse con quién?
With sex life.
¿Con la vida sexual?
No. The sex life connection is there in the bird, bees, plants, animals, walls, everywhere. Because the whole world is going on sex life. Does it require any dual system?
La conexión mediante el sexo también se ve en los pájaros, los animales, las hormigas, los gusanos, por todas partes, porque el mundo entero está basado en la vida sexual. Para eso hace falta un sistema de yoga. Pero la gente es tan caída que se inventaron eso, porque la gente lo quiere y esos sinvergüenzas lo explotan. El verdadero sistema de yoga significa controlar los sentidos, no aumentarlos y ser indulgente con ellos. Y ahora en los países occidentales lo están haciendo publicidad, la meditación trascendental. No hay restricciones. Y no se habla de la fe y tantas cosas, lo que la gente quiere. Y quieren dinero y así hacen la publicidad. La gente no quiere seguir principios religiosos. La gente no quiere ninguna restricción.
Yes.
Así hacen la publicidad, que sí, no hay que seguir ninguna restricción, no tienes que creer en ninguna religión, simplemente págame $125, te doy un mantra y te vas a volver feliz. Eso es lo que pasa. Pero así no, no es. El verdadero sistema es cómo controlar la mente. Aquí vemos. Nuestra mente siempre está agitada por la complacencia de los sentidos. La mente es el amo de los sentidos, el jefe, como el superintendente.
Mind is dictating, and then the mind is dictating to go here, there, endlessly, let's go.
La mente dicta y los sentidos siguen. La mente dicta, vete para allá, y inmediatamente las piernas van. Mira ahí, y los ojos miran. La mente es el centro. La entidad viviente es Mama Evangsho, así lo dice Krishna. Todas las entidades vivientes son mis partes integrales. Y entonces la pregunta puede surgir, entonces ¿por qué están pudriéndose aquí? Si la entidad viviente es parte integral de Krishna, de Dios, ¿por qué no vive con Dios? Y la respuesta inmediata es la entidad viviente, la alma condicionada que ha venido al mundo material, la única razón es que quiere satisfacer sus sentidos. Y por lo tanto hay lucha por la existencia.
Would it be correct to say, I suppose, they want to enjoy without Krishna? That's
sure.
Is there, yeah?
Yeah.
They just want to enjoy without Krishna.
Yeah. If you want to enjoy with Krishna, then you're with Krishna. Yeah. So, okay. The mind, especially.
Yeah, oh, well, of course it's the mind, isn't it? Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Mano madana vipitam.
Yeah. In the beginning, yeah.
Because the mind controls the senses, so when the mind is uncontrolled, the senses are uncontrolled.
Mm, of course. Especially this part from the text, as you get older, you have to do more for it. It's still there. It never goes away.
Well, it only goes
the
away.
The old man, yeah. Yes. It never stops.
Yes. Only when you become Krishna conscious.
Of course, yeah.
Otherwise, no. And we see this. Actually, it's practical. As I mentioned the other day, everybody speaks English, no? So then we, I'm saying, everybody speaks English. So the other day we mentioned this German guy, Rolf Eden. He's now 80 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't want to think about death, about old age. Just wants to continue to enjoy to the maximum possible. So he has a lot of money, and he does everything, you know, getting liftings and any physical improvements as far as possible, getting all kinds of medication to enjoy sex, at least now only once a week.
How old is he?
80. Because before it was every night. And now he has come down to once a week. But it's like, you know, as much as possible, the Viagra, with this and that, so many, he says, very openly. He's saying like Prabhupada said here, medicines and stimulants and people are, that's what they want. And they're doing. If they have the means, him and Hugh Hefner, who is the founder of Playboy.
Same.
He's 84 or something. He's a little older even. And he is now, before he said, I had a dozen women around me, now I only have two. he's even worse. I mean, who knows this Rolf Eden, how many he has. He said at least one. But that's the goal. It's nothing new. I mean, this is what it is. Bhagavatam, Janmai tu nari, griya meri sukami tu chcham. It's right there, the Bhagavatam.
The whole society is a dose, because in the UK, you can get a prescription from a doctor.
Sure.
For Viagra.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't. It's like they treat it like an animal. It's a man.
Yeah.
Body isn't functioning. You can get from the doctor.
That's really the money here. It's like an illness, isn't it? An illness and then a meditation.
So that's the material world.
It's an obsession.
Yeah.
There were some famous actors in California. A couple of famous actors, and they were saying, yeah, I have to go to see a sexologist or something like this, you know? To cure them.
Yeah, it's treated as like in some cases like an addiction, and then they actually voluntarily, some people have get so desperate and then go to some treatment. It's so much, too much, you know. I mean, it's not that they want to give it up, but just so much that it actually becomes painful, which actually is a fact. It's also the Bhagavatam. In that same verse, it says, Tripyanti neha kripana bahu dukha bhaja. No, or dukha dukham. It's actually a source of misery. So even in the material world, those who have no philosophy, just by engaging so much, then they become so agitated and so disturbed when they go for treatment and try to become cured from the addiction, at least to minimize it, instead of 10 times a day, only once a day or whatever.
They're
obsessed. People become obsessed, and then of course...
I don't understand that. In the studio, Rupa Rupa Goswami, in the Rupa Rishantita,
eso es.
Y habla mucho.
De Bacho Vegan.
Y habla
las
mucho.
Palabras. Las palabras.
No controlarse. Hay que hablar lo preciso.
Efectivamente.
Lo más preciso.
Por eso.
No hablar.
Eso es la.
Hablar.
Eso.
Hablar.
Para allá.
Y eso es lo que hay. Hablar. Y no sirve para poco.
Para nada.
Para
nada.
Pero
silencio es oro.
Hablar poco y hacer más.
Efectivamente, por eso no hables más. ¿Algo más? Anything else?
Había una persona que se fue, un australiano, se fue de turista a Bali y encontraba una mujer hermosísima, muy hermosa.
¿Eh?
Pero luego, después, se fue a su país, después teniendo relaciones con esa mujer hermosísima, y resulta que esa hermosa mujer tenía una enfermedad, no sé qué tenía, pero él a trozos ha caído en su cuerpo como la lepra. No sé qué enfermedad tenía,
sí,
no. Pero tenía que hablar. Y él pensaba, es la más hermosa cosa de mi vida.
Bien.
Y esa mujer la ha dado su muerte, más o menos.
Así es.
Such a heavy decision. You look at this woman was, you know, like, really, really beautiful woman. But she had such a disease that she gave him, like, something like that was easy. He just fell apart.
So be careful. Be careful. Don't go to Bali.
So many diseases, so many things you can get.
So it's your choice.
In the temple, we have to become, we have to become strong in our mental and intellectual behavior. Whereas in society in general, as people get older, they become bored. All they do is watch football, and there's nothing to stimulate in mind or in intellect.
That's true. Yeah.
They're not interested at all in spiritual.
Yes, all, but Prabhupada gave the solution in the beginning, Sangha, association. You know, that everything comes from Sangha. Sangha Sanjayate Kama. Kama means desire. The desires developed by association. So if you're, you know, Asat Sangha, you're together with materialistic persons, then you become agitated by material desires. If you're with Sadhu Sangha, then you become purified. So this Ajamya, that's what it was. Sangha, he was in contact with, you know, lusty couple, and just by looking at it, he became also. That's what happening today. The people who watch, you know, on the internet or wherever, you know, sex, then they become agitated. So don't watch. But they want to. They want more and more. And then even that's also studies they show. Now to become agitated, you have to get into more and more extreme types of agitation. Otherwise, you become also like, you know, bored.
Of course.
So then, who knows?
And there's nothing continuous, because many people come to the temple and they like Krishna consciousness, they find everything very nice, and then sometimes they're under anxiety or whatever, and then they go back to their anxiety, and it was continuous. They were continuing to have associations with devotees, but obviously the problems would be solved. But they go back and they come going back and forth. I mean, it happened to me.
It happens.
I have problems.
Sure.
I have problems also, and I leave the temple,
yeah.
And then I have my problems in the city life.
Nothing new under the sun. It happens all the time.
That's the thing, yeah.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. There's no continuous, but then obviously you're going to have problems with the rest of your life.
So therefore... So therefore Krishna says, if you surrender to me, all your karma will be taken away. Otherwise, you have to rot into the material world. Continue with karma.
Yeah.
Obviously. There's no other way. So...
Just only a small association with somebody who's known in the body, it really affects, you know, you go anywhere. You go into an office, even to distribute a book or whatever, and you can just feel the atmosphere there. You can just feel the atmosphere. In a few seconds, you get affected.
Well, that depends,
you know,
on
the conversation, by whatever they're trying to tell you or whatever, you know?
Yeah, you have to be strong.
Yeah, of course.
Then it doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
You just do your business and...
Just do what you have to do, exactly. Yeah. You have to think about it.
You give association, you don't take association.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Anything else? Yamunacharya, that's the famous verse. Since he became Krishna, Chitta Pararavinde, Krishna Pararavinde, his mind absorbed in the lotus feet of Krishna, and Nava Nava Dhaman Ranum Rantum Asit, Nava Nava Rasa Dhaman, and he experiences a taste, then whenever he thought of his past life, Nari Sangamami, then he spit on the thought. So, yes, Yamunacharya was a big king. He had a harem and everything. But he gave it up. So that's actually Vedic culture, you have to give it up. At least, you know, when you come to 50, then you have to start to think about it seriously.
It's really difficult living outside the
temple. That's what Prabhupada says, right? That's what he said right here. It's actually not possible without association of devotees. You cannot advance in Krishna consciousness without being in the association of devotees. So you have to keep it, either by hearing, by, you know, yeah, regularly visiting if you can't live in the temple, but somehow or other you have to keep the connection. Somebody who becomes disconnected, sooner or later they will actually not possible to continue. And we have seen it so many times, it's nothing, it's proven. But even then it's not easy. But still you have to keep, you know, connection, otherwise it's not very easy.
Some devotees are strong, they can do it, maybe they can get classes on the internet, etc.
Yeah, some of them. Well, that means association, you have to keep the connection.
Yeah.
That's the key.
But still not the same, getting classes on the internet.
Well, it's...
The association of devotees is everything.
Yeah. But still, it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Sangha doesn't mean necessarily physical, but...
Oh, yeah.
You know. It's a whole, we know that, it's a whole process.
Mm-hmm. So it's even possible then?
It's possible, but
it's... sincere to...
Sure.
Some devotees, like Mokonda, for example, he lives by himself.
I mean, I'm saying it's possible.
Yeah.
But depends on the person also. Not for everybody, it's not... You know, not so easy. Then it depends what kind of other association you have.
Ah.
You know, you have to avoid the other ones. If you have both, then it's... If you're lucky, you're just keeping the balance. You don't progress, but you don't go back either. No. If Asat Sangha is as strong as Sadhu Sangha, then you just more or less keep yourself in the same position. But
well, that's you said. If you're giving them, you're still getting...
Yeah, but Asat Sangha means you're taking also.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
It's difficult to avoid. So, to the degree that you are getting affected, then, you know, you cannot advance properly.
Yeah,
that's a whole science. And you can see it, you know, look at yourself. You can analyze your life and you know, what is my position? Do I advance or do I not advance?
Mm.
Do I keep more or less the same position? Go I back? You know.
Go back on the last year. What have I done in the last year?
What about my desires? Are they the same? Are they increasing? Are they decreasing? What happens?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
I should think everybody knows.
Just be honest with
it, yeah, sure. Otherwise, how can you know?
That's the point.
So that's
in... You get stuck into a ritual.
And basically you don't become completely degraded, but you don't advance.
Mm-hmm.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Just, you know, one step forward, one step back. One step forward, one step back.
Wow.
So at least two forward, one back. Or maybe three forward and no back.
Really frustrating. Like,
but it happens.
Yeah.
Many, many devotees have this problem.
Yeah.
They don't really advance because you're taking one step, but then you go back. You're drying the wood and then you put some water. I mean, you're drying the wood and then you put some water. And you're drying the wood. So you never can have a fire. But there's hope. Someday there's a little more drying and less water.
Oh,
Maybe next life. Maybe. Yeah, maybe in 100 lives. Yeah, you laugh, but it may be 1,000 lives. There's no guarantee. As long as you pour water, then you cannot have fire. It's scientific. Not possible. So that has to stop someday. At least you have to pour less and then actually stop it. So that's only possible by good association. You have to get strength. And Prabhupada said it in the purport, I think. Yeah, in the purport of the spelling of the verse in the sixth canto. He says that the influence of materialistic life is so powerful that it is very difficult to control unless you enjoy the protection, the special protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by devotional service. So that's the key. Because we are weak, what can we do? When you get Krishna's protection if you engage in his service and get his mercy. If you surrender and you engage in his service, then Krishna will take care. But if we want to be independent, then it may take more time. We are like a dog on a leash, a long leash, 50 meter leash. Looks like we're free. We can jump around and run here and there. There's no restriction. But if it's a 2 meter leash, then it's very tight. So we want to be on a, not even 2 meters, on a completely connected, very short leash. No leash.
No.
Anyway, so that's our choice. If we want to have a long leash, Krishna will give us a long leash. But then you have to take the reactions to that also, the consequence.
So the age limit for a grahasta is 50.
Actually. Okay. Actually, it's 50, yeah. Then you're supposed to retire gradually. Vanaprastha. I mean, I don't think it's a good idea to get babies after 50.
No.
Yeah, you're laughing.
Of course not.
But
no.
It's not impossible. Nowadays, it's a fashion, the 50, 60 get a young wife of 25 or something like that. Then what do you expect? She wants to have a baby. And there are people who even older, they get babies.
He's not the only one.
I think
he's about 80 or something.
So that's not a good idea. Even 50, 60, it's not a good idea to get a baby. Anyway, so then you're entangled, and then how can you retire? If you have a small girl, you have to wait until she gets married. And by the time that you're in the grave. So therefore, Vedic civilization from 50 onwards, Panchavardham Vanang Brajet. When you pass 50, you should go to the forest, means go to the temple, and forget about, family life. I mean, supposedly the children are grown up. So if they're not grown up, then you have to wait. If you got a child with 40, then by 50, you're only 10 years old. You can't retire. No, we have devotees like that. Have a big family, so the smallest child is now 9, 10 years old. So then there's the wait. You may be 55, but you got a child with 45, so then no way. By 50 you can't retire. You have to till maybe 65, maybe.
Wow.
Well, it's better than nothing. But some even at 65 they get married. Now, we have seen it. Now it's happening. Yeah. Krishna knows. It's your choice. sometimes, you know, devotees are not ready. So,
well,
it's not impossible, but you know, if you follow the footsteps, if you follow the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then he retired when he was 70.
So,
well, basically, not retired a little earlier, but actually accepting the change of dress, Babaji was late. So, but, you know, then you have to do what he has done. Generally it's, you know, recommended by 50, you should think about it. But don't get married at 65 or 60. That's not such a good idea. Well, anyway, but we shouldn't criticize if somebody does it. You know, they know, Krishna knows, so
maybe whoever.
But for ourselves, maybe we shouldn't think about that.
Yeah, it's not a great example.
No, so don't follow that. You're beyond 50. Yeah.
Maybe 60, 3 years ago.
So then forget about getting married.
I think so.
You think so, hopefully.
I will have, yeah.
So that means, you know, don't look at the beautiful girls. Anyway, so that's the recommendation. What else? Okay, Mother.
I want to say one commentary.
One commentary.
And one question.
Comment and a question.
Good. The commentary is that to all forms of misery from the lost sex life is magnificent. But what you say about the happy sex life? That's magnificent.
More difficult.
Yeah.
So there are eight types, so you have to work on each one of them. You know, don't talk, don't joke. Maybe looking will be difficult, but even that, you know, don't look two or three or four or five times. You may look one time, because they're not blind. But if you look again and again, then that's not good. Then if you approach, talk, and then you joke, and then if you touch, you know, then you're in Maya. You're already before you're in Maya. So. But there's eight stages, no? So there are actually progressive stages. The first one is looking. I mean, thinking is included, but looking is the first stage. So don't look. That's what he...
What are the other ones?
I would have to look at, well, there's no. First is looking, then talking, then joking, then, well, there's four, five. Well, touching is another one, but there's some missing because it's eight altogether. The last one is actually to have sex. So there's two more in between. But you can imagine, you know, people are how to develop a relationship. So it goes in stages. Right? So maybe the first one then is thinking, before looking,
yeah.
Because there's two missing. But this goes like that, thinking,
meditation.
Well, that's what I'm saying, yeah, thinking, talking, or looking, talking, joking, or making plans. Plans is like,
yeah,
before you get, but then it's touching and then it's sex, so that's eight altogether.
That's from dreaming also.
Huh?
Dreaming
is almost excused, but it's if you want to be very strict, it's included. But it's beyond your control. So, but it, you know, dreams depend normally on what you're doing during the day.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
You know, but it's not considered as actually, in one sense. I mean, no, it's not really considered. But if you're very strict, yes. You know, therefore it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Chota Haridas, the devotees didn't even dare to think about women in dreams. So in that sense, you can include that.
He just looked at a woman lustily, wasn't
it? Yeah, well, sufficiently that the Lord rejected him.
Yeah.
He was just begging some rice, but
he
there was...
Did he sound like
this? Yes, he did. Because he couldn't get the association. I mean, he was rejected. And although the devotees asked the Lord to pardon him, Lord Chaitanya wouldn't do it. So in the end of the chapter, if you can look it up if you want, there's 10 points that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati mentions, the lessons we learned from this pastime.
Yeah.
So where exactly is where that is?
That's I think Antya.
Antya Lila.
First chapters of Antya Lila. That's the first one. One of the first ones. I mean, we can look it up if you want, and just, you know, read the 10 points of this, of that story. Interesting story. Chota Haridas, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila. The second chapter of Antyalila.
Second chapter of Antyalila.
Right. So in the end, you see the following. Instructions from this chapter. Summarizing this chapter, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur says that one should derive from it the following lessons. One, although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is an incarnation of mercy, he nevertheless gave up the company of one of his personal associates, namely Junior Haridas, for if he had not done so, pseudo-devotees would have taken advantage of Junior Haridas' fault by using it as an excuse to live as a devotee and at the same time have illicit sex. So just to give an example, he rejected Haridas. Such activities would have demoralized the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as a result devotees would surely have gone to a hellish life in the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in order to avoid that, he gave an example. Second, by chastising Junior Haridas, the Lord set the standard for acharyas, or the heads of institutions propagating the Chaitanya cult, and for all actual devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to maintain the highest standard. So you can't allow that. If you're an acharya, you're a guru, you know, you can't allow the standard go down. Three, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed that a pure devotee should be simple and free from sinful activities, for thus one can be a bona fide servant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his followers how to observe the renounced order strictly. 4. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that his devotees are exalted and that their character is ideal. He kindly accepts his faithful devotees and teaches them how much tribulation and disturbance can be produced by even a slight deviation from the strict principles of devotional life. 5. By chastising Junior Haridas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mercy toward him, thus showing how elevated was Junior Haridas' devotion for him. Because of this transcendental relationship, the Lord corrected even the slight offense committed by his pure devotee. Therefore, one who wants to be a pure devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should give up all material sense gratification. Otherwise, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very difficult to attain. 6. If one dies in such a celebrated holy place as Prayag, Mathura or Vrindavan, one can be relieved of the reactions to sinful life and then attain the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And 7. Although a pure or faithful devotee may fall down, he nevertheless ultimately gets the chance to go back home, back to Godhead by the mercy of the Lord. So, the 7 lessons. That ends the second chapter of Antya Lila. Siddhanta, comment, now the question.
No, the question was, what are the steps?
What? Steps of what?
To consult from the sadhu sect.
Oh.
Thinking about meditation, make plans, approach, speak sadhu.
Sadhu sangha, that's just practical. If you're... Eight forms. I can look it up, but anyway, I think we almost got all of them, basically. Let's see. Find it. 8. So, 8 forms. Here we go. Let's see. We had practically all of them, but that's it. Without speculation. Primero, first one is smarana, remembering. So don't dwell on memories of sex, either your own sexual activities in the past or other people's sexual exploits. Think of Krishna and his service as given by the spiritual master. Memorize favorite passages or verses from the Shastras. The second one is kirtana. Talking about. Don't talk about sex life. It is considered idle talk. Third one is keli. Flirting. This is no joking. Flirting. Don't flirt or dally with the opposite.
Flirting is like joking.
Yeah. Keli. Mm-hmm. Prekshana. That's number four. Looking at. Then five is guya bhashana. Speaking intimately. Then six, sankalpa, the intention in the heart. Now you're making plans. Then seven is adyavasaya, mental effort. You know, yeah, haciendo arreglos, making arrangements. After making plans, now you make arrangements. How to take. How to do it? And then kriya nivritya. Kriya is engaging in sex. That's the eighth, the last step.
Kriya.
That's taking it to the action level.
Action.
So everything starts with smarana, remembering or thinking. Then talking, then flirting, then looking,
speaking
intimately. Yeah, then comes the desire, intention, to actually engage in sex. Then you make arrangements, how to do it, where to do it, what time, and then you do it. So it's simple, practical. That's all. That's from Dakshasmriti. Sridhar Swami, the Bhagavatam commentator, Bhagavatam, I mean the old, not Sridhar Maharaj, but not Sridhar Swami, you know, who was before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I mean, who's mentioned always, he's the Bhagavatam commentator, so that's his list. Anyway, it's logical, it sounds logical, familiar.
Mm-hmm.
We all have gone through these stages, so nothing new, right? Because it's keli, it's like, you know, keli is like pasta, right? It's like jugar, exactly. To play around, to fool around, as they say,
mm-hmm.
You know, joking,
mm-hmm.
You know, flirting, coquetear. So that's the fourth, that's the third stage. That's very prominent in the Western countries.
Mm-hmm.
Then see how the reaction is. Do they go along?
Mm-hmm.
Have they no interest? Then if not, you go to the next one. No, that's what they do in this course. Just looking around, how to find somebody to flirt with. Flirting. And that, I mean, in material world, this is it. I mean, you know, if you don't have that, then what's the use of living? No?
Yeah, they all say that.
I mean, what's the point? That's
yeah,
what it's all.
It's the menu.
You look, you speak.
You're walking in the building site, you're working in whatever, you know, it doesn't make any difference in the office. It's the menu of the day. They're talking about the women, and the women talking about the men.
And then you do this. You talk, you flirt, you look, you speak, and you're making plans, and you come to an agreement, and that's it. Finished. And then you get this disease, or that disease, or this pregnancy, or.
Yeah. It sounds all nice in the beginning, and then afterwards.
Of course, always, practically always. That's Prabhupada said, even licit, even if you get married and everything is dharmic, still there's suffering. Because there's so much anxiety, there's, you know, so many things, so many problems, you cannot avoid in the material world. You already have problems with your own body, but then there's another body, and then there's more bodies. If you have a big family, two or three children, then you have to worry about five bodies, five set of teeth, you know, five whatever, the diapers and, you know, schooling and the clothing and the this, and I mean, I know it, I have four.
I mean, before
we were six, you know, a family of six, so, you know, then one goes to the dentist, oh my God, you know, €100 for this, then that's done. But then the next one has also to go to the dentist, you know, later. Just by going to the dentist, you can ruin your economy. what to speak of having, you know, have to give them toys for their cumpleaños. And then if you give one, then the other ones, what? You have to also give them. So.
With five children years ago is different to have five children today.
Nobody has five children today because they know it's ruined.
I don't know. So depends on what race, but maybe the white race now, but other races, yeah.
Well,
they have 10-12 children.
So therefore they're going to take over the world, and the white race is going to be
extinguished.
The Turks are going to come to Europe. Yeah, it's going to be Muslim within 100 years. Anyway, mañana más, ¿no? De la segunda parte, second part. La Prabhupada aquí, la decisión y traigo la vacuna aquí.